This is Jeff Murray at Murray's Fly Shop in Edinburgh, Virginia, bringing you our fly fishing podcast report for the month of April 2026. Right now, the water levels are great in the Shenandoah Valley. We're going through a bit of a warm-up right now. It's supposed to reach 80 degrees here the first week of April for a couple of days with some rain mixed in. As we look at the brook trout streams in the Shenandoah National Park and the George Washington National Forest, water levels are great. The water temperatures are in the upper 40s to lower 50s. The quill gordons and blue quills are hatching. The quill gordons are going to come to an end here in the month of April. Blue quills will hang on out throughout the middle of April. Then we're going to start transitioning to the March browns and then the gray foxes. And toward the end of the month, we'll start seeing some light Cahills in the lower reaches of the brook trout streams. I like to go out with a Mr. Rapidan. Something I can see. A Mr. Rapidan 14 imitates the quill gordons very well. The blue quills, I like a Mr. Rapidan blue quill right now. And a size 16. If you're running into selective brook trout that you're getting refusals on a larger pattern with, not so much a small pattern, but a smaller bodied pattern, switch to that blue quill number 16. Go one-on-one with the rising fish if you see them. Otherwise, you're just covering the water. Delta wing caddis in a tan size 14 right now is working very well. I oftentimes will use that as my dry fly with a dropper about 18 to 24 inches behind it. And as my dropper, I'm running a French Perdigon or a red Perdigon number 14. A size 14, Mr. Rapidan beadhead. Something in that line is what the fish are looking for right now. The goal here is to get close to the bottom, particularly early in the mornings before the water temperature has time to warm up. As we start to look at the stock trout streams here in the Shenandoah Valley, we're looking at water temperatures on Big Stony and Passage Creek and Mill Creek and the surrounding streams that are running somewhere in the 50 to 55 degree range. We're talking about seeing a fair number of caddis right now and blue-winged olives coming off. Today I was out and we had a fair number of blue-winged olives coming off. Fish were fairly selective on them. I switched to a CDC BWO size 20 and caught a few fish. They were refusing my number 18 Mr. Rapidan parachute. As far as our stock trout streams, streamer fishing is going to cover the water more thoroughly than any other technique we have. Put a 9 foot 5X classic leader on. Fish these streamers down and across. Don't hesitate to go with something a little bit heavier like a beadhead, tungsten beadhead, marauder, and black or olive. As far as fishing these down and across, the goal is to get close to the bottom without hanging up on every single cast. Fish have definitely seen some pressure over the last couple of weeks, so they're well educated. Use a cautious approach, sneak up on them as best you can. And take your time. Don't be in a hurry. Quick presentation and quickly fishing the water is not going to produce results that you're going to be happy with. As far as seeing the bugs coming off, if you see fish rising, splashy rises, they're rising to caddis. Switch to a caddis. You can either use a pupa. What I like to do is put a number 16 caddis pupa underneath a number 14 delta wing caddis. As far as the Shenandoah River goes for the smallmouth bass, right now water's running in the low 60s. This will go up and down 4 or 5 degrees easily with cool nights and warm days. The next couple days it's going to be warm. The water temperature will probably rise up into the mid 60s. As this is happening, the bass are transitioning from their winter holding areas into their springtime or potentially the spawning areas that they're looking for. This is definitely starting to get into the time of the pre-spawn. 55 degrees is when the biologists say the fish, the smallmouth bass, prepare for spawning. Right now, we're right at that temperature. I don't know that we'll stay there all month, but things are starting to happen. Right now, we're using large streamers and large nymphs to show these guys. Not a whole lot of activity happening up on top, especially from the larger bass. This is definitely a game of quality over quantity. Don't expect to go out and catch 50 bass in a day like you may be able to do in the middle of July or August when things are really happening. Right now I'm going out here with a sink tip intermediate or a sink tip 3 fly line, a 7 weight or 8 weight. and I'm casting our number four Mad Tom Sculpin, a number four Magnum streamer, in the darter color or the hog sucker color. Go out there with a number one Briggs Rippin' Rooster in olive or white. Number two, a size two Gallops Dungeon Fly in either orange or olive. Show them a mouthful of food. Vary your stripping speed. Strip fast, strip slow. Don't focus particularly on the fast current. We seem to be doing a little bit better in the water that's moving just a little bit slower. As far as your nymphs go, you can go out there with a Murray's Indicator, placed about 4 feet above your fly, and drift fly through like a number four Heavy Black Helgramite or a number six Roadkill Skunk. If you're going to fish crayfish patterns, go with a number four Murray's Crayfish or a number four Crafts Clawdad. I'm fishing both all of those nymphs on a bright butt 2X or 1X leader, 9 feet long. This should work pretty well through the end of April. If the warm weather continues, we'll start to see some surface action, hopefully. And one of my favorite patterns to use toward the end of April, generally in that pre-spawn time, is a mouse pattern. Go out there with a deer hair mouse or one of the mouse patterns and fish that on a alt X or 1X leader. And on a floating line, obviously. You don't want to use a sinking line with something that you want to float. I hope this helps you out, and give us a call at Murray's Fly Shop at 540-984-4212, or look us up online at murraysflyshop.com. We're updating the stream report at least once weekly, if not twice weekly, and we've got a couple new blog posts coming at blog.murraysflyshop.com just on these exact topics we just got done discussing. Thank you very much.